Hi, earbuds. Before I get to the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the right to have a safe and legal abortion. Everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. This decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. Learn more by visiting podvoices.help. If you're able to support others, please consider donating to abortion funds. I encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word.
Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we?
Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us in part by Focusrite's brand new Vocaster. The Vocaster is here. This device features auto gain to set levels quickly and easily, enhance to get your voice sounding its best in one click, and connections for your phone, camera, and so much more. Focusrite's interfaces sit at the heart of more studios than any other. Now, let your voice be heard like never before. We are also supported this week by Podyssey. Podyssey is an online community of podcast fans. Subscribe to Podyssey's weekly newsletter to receive the best podcast recommendations and playlists from podcast superfans like yourself. Find the link to subscribe in our show notes. Welcome to the show. Thanks for hitting play on another episode of Feedback with Earbuds. I hope you're all doing well. And to address the elephant in the room, aka, clearly this is not Arielle's voice, let me introduce myself. My name is Sabrina, and I'm taking over for Arielle this week. If you're a longtime listener, you may recognize my voice from when I've subbed in before, helping Arielle out when she's jetting around the world and doing other awesome things. This week, she's in Spain, and we're sending her all of our best travel wishes. Enjoy the beach, Arielle! If you're not familiar with me, I'm Sabrina B., host of the Experimental Audio Scene and Living in Cycles podcasts. I'll tell you a little more about myself and my work in a bit, but right now I'm super excited to host Feedback this week. This week's podcast recommendation list is on the theme True Crime All Day. If you're a true crime junkie, this list is 100% made for you. And if you're not, well, get with the program. According to Edison Research, true crime is the 4th most popular podcast genre in the US, ranking above sports, TV and film, business, science, religion, arts, and many other genres. These podcasts will leave you emotionally invested, intellectually stimulated, and maybe even shaking with fear, in the best way possible. Our curator this week is Bob Mata, a criminal defense trial attorney and creator of the true crime show Defense Diaries. In a moment, Bob will tell us about his podcast picks as well as his work in criminal defense that inspired this list. Then I'll tell you about our spotlight podcast pick, The Bleeders. Finally, I'll share some podcast community updates that you won't want to miss. Here's Bob with this week's podcast recommendations. Hit the tape.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Mata, the host of the true crime podcast Defense Diaries, and I am thrilled that the Earbuds Podcast Collective has allowed me to curate a list of podcasts which I personally love. Now, my theme for my curated list is True Crime All Day, and the reason for that is that in my former career, I was a criminal defense trial attorney for about 20 years, which was really instrumental in me honing my storytelling skills, which allowed me to pivot and become a podcast host and creator, which I absolutely love doing. Now, obviously, since my theme is True Crime All Day, all of my podcast recommendations are of the true crime variety. However, the one thing that was very important to me going in when I was creating my own podcast, and what makes me a fan of other podcasts, is that I am looking for creators that are incredibly victim-centric, meaning that it's very important to me that podcasters, when they are, especially in the true crime community, when they're retelling the stories, these tragic tales of these victims, that they are respecting and understanding the fact that there were real people, real lives that have been devastated and affected by these cases that they're talking about in their podcasts. And every creator that I'm going to include in the five recommendations that you are going to hear are all amazing victims advocates. And all of their pods are created ethically, and they're always keeping the victims and their families forefront in their minds when they are telling the tragic tales. True crime podcasts must not be exploitive in nature, meaning that they are using a victim's incredibly tragic story in order to cash in financially. And all the pods that I will be recommending abide by this ethical obligation, and I feel great respect for all the creators that I will be recommending for doing this the right way. So without further ado, here we go. Now, my first recommendation makes me feel a little bit cheesy because it's my own pod, which is Defense Diaries. Our first season was a case that my father had handled, who was John Wayne Gacy's attorney back in 1978. He had given me all of his taped interviews with Gacy. I decided I was going to turn it into a podcast. The one thing that I was going to decide to do differently than everything that had been done previously about Gacy was I was going to try to make it not about Gacy. I wanted to focus on the victims more than they had ever been focused on. And I think we accomplished that. We really try to dive into the victims as much as humanly possible in terms of the information that we were able to obtain and relay to our audience. So check out Defense Diaries. We think you'll like it. The second recommendation I have is for a podcast called Crime Lines, which is created and hosted by Charlie Worrell, who I absolutely adore in every single way. Since I've gotten into the industry, she has been a mentor to me, and I just respect her so much for what she does and how she goes about her business. Her depth of research, not only into the victims and their background and their story, but into the actual case law, the trial, the appellate process, is really unparalleled. I think that anybody that listens to it will be immediately drawn in because she's just that kind of storyteller. My third recommendation is for the podcast called Love Murder, which is hosted by Jesse Prey and Andy Cassette. They do an amazing job putting together a deep dive on an episodic basis, covering a different case every episode. Jesse Prey does the research on these cases, and she absolutely crushes it. I can't recommend them enough. Definitely check them out. My fourth recommendation is for an amazing podcast called Murder, She Told. That is hosted by the wonderful Kristen Seavey, and she deals with the Great Northeast. So she is up in the New England and Maine area. She focuses almost all of her cases on that region. And again, like everyone else that I have talked about previously, Kristen is incredibly victim-centric. She is really focused on advocacy for victims. She does an amazing job with her research, and I'm anxiously actually waiting to do a collaboration with her on a case that had both a Maine angle and a Chicago angle. But that's not why I'm recommending the show. I'm recommending it because it's so well done. My last recommendation is True Consequences, hosted by Eric Carter-Landine. And I love him so much, and his story is so heartbreaking. He actually got into podcasting because his baby brother was murdered 33 years ago, and Eric has been fighting for justice for his brother for the last 5 years, at least in terms of the podcast world. That is really the impetus of what caused him to start a podcast, and his entire podcast is focused on the New Mexico region, and he is a massive advocate for victims in the New Mexico area. He does an absolutely amazing job in everything that he does. Again, another guy who researches everything incredibly thoroughly before he brings it to air, and you will absolutely love him immediately because he is just a heart on his sleeve type of guy. And you'll recognize that immediately upon listening to them. I hope you enjoy my recommendations, and thanks for listening. Take care.
Thank you to Bob for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. As always, Bob's recommendations will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at our website, earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts, and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts, just like Bob did. Anyone can curate a list. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's Spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting The Bleeders. Here's what it's about. The Bleeders is a podcast and support group about book writing and publishing. It features transparent conversations with authors, agents, and people in the publishing industry about how to write and sell books. The title is a nod to the famous Ernest Hemingway quote, "There is nothing to writing. All you do is sit at a typewriter and bleed." Also, make sure to sign up for the Bleeders Companion Substack newsletter. Find the links to listen and subscribe in our show notes or on our homepage at earbuds.audio. Next up, some important community happenings and other things you might love if you love podcasts. In light of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, Earbuds founder Ariel Nesenblatt has joined forces with a group of podcasters and writers to organize a massive host-read ad campaign to stand in opposition to this ruling. You heard the result of that at the beginning of this episode. Learn more at the link in our show notes, and please consider joining if you host or produce a podcast. Danielle Desir-Corbett and Lee Uhara are hosting Podthon, a 2-day coaching intensive program designed for hobby podcasters looking to generate income through their podcasts or leverage their expertise. Learn how to find grants as well as how to land paid speaking gigs and sponsorships through this program. Register at the link in our show notes. Before we head off, let me tell you a bit about me, Sabrina B., your guest host for the week. I produce and host the podcast Experimental Audio Scene, all about experimental audio and listening journeys. I also produce and host Living in Cycles, a podcast about embracing cyclical living in linear times. Does that concept sound like an intriguing idea, even if you're not exactly sure what it all means? I suggest starting with Cyclical Symbolism in Fugitive Space with Kristen Mathis, a great introductory and explainer episode. Outside of the podcast, I run a website, experimentalaudioscene.com. There you will find a variety of offerings, including podcast support like hosting, consulting, producing, editing, and more. If you need some extra support with your podcast, I'd love to help. I also offer wellness workshop facilitation and tarot readings. I can accommodate one-on-one readings, group sessions, as well as private and corporate events. I'm happy to add some witchy realism to any upcoming Halloween parties. And that's it for this episode. Thanks for joining me this week. And thank you to Ariel and the Earbuds team for having me on. We'll see you next week. And until then, happy listening.
Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.